We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
This is CyberStation USA, America's unique online experience.
This is Giacomo Gates, inviting you to join us in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson-Jones on Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the CyberStationUSA.com radio network.
They'll guide your career for only 95%. And that leaves enough for fronts like three-piece suits and pay the rent. Sing the blues and pay your dues and not know who you are. Makes you wonder why so many people want to be a star. Well, do you really want to be in show business?
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We open the program with singer Giacomo Gates performing Show Business from his CD, The Revolution Will Be Jazz, The Songs of Gil Scott-Heron. Recently, we sat down and talked with Giacomo about this CD and his music. In this part one of our talk with Giacomo, he's going to tell us about Gil Scott-Heron and the music and its impact on the jazz world. Right now, enjoy Show Business.
Instant pie and constant come and go business. Got you hanging out in places you got no business. And people who sell their soul wanna be in show business. I wanna be in show business. It's alright with me. Yeah, yeah. It's alright with me. Just as long as you know. Split lead 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 out. Shoot no problem, you do but you need 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 me now. La 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 la. Success that runs both ways, and you've seen all the worst and best. But damn near every day, fans demand from one-night stands will fill your mind with doubt. And on closing day, you're lucky to say you're down but still not out. Oh, do you really want to be in show business? Instant high and constant come and go business. Got you proving exactly how much you don't know business. And people sell their soul, wanna be in show business. I 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 wanna be in show business. It's alright with me.
Welcome to the Jazz Room, Giacomo Gates. So good to have you here.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
I'd like to jump right in and talk about your CD, The Revolution Will Be Jazz, The Songs of Gil Scott-Heron. First, tell us about who was Gil Scott-Heron and his impact in jazz.
Well, Gil Scott-Heron is essentially a poet who put his poems to music. I was a fan of Gil's when he was coming out with his music in the late 60s and early 70s. And I think Gil's impact was from jazz, not necessarily on jazz, because he comes out of rhythm and blues and jazz, although the hip-hoppers found a... they found someone who they looked up to because he had something to say, and he said it rhythmically, and he left a big print on a lot of people, especially people from my generation. He gave people something to think about.
Yeah, he certainly did. And I'm listening to the music, it's very current.
You don't know just what to do, living all of your days in darkness, let the sun shine through. You ever feel that somehow, somewhere, you've lost your way? And if you don't get a help quick, you won't make it through the day. Could you call on Lady Day? Could you call on John Coltrane now? 'Cause they'll wash your troubles, your troubles, your troubles, your troubles away. Plastic people with plastic minds, they're on their way to plastic homes. No beginning, there ain't no ending, just on and on and on. It's all because they're so afraid to say that they're alone. Until our hero rides in on his saxophone. Could you call on Lady Day? Or could you call on John Coltrane now? 'Cause they'll wash your troubles, your troubles, your troubles, your troubles away.
Troubles away.
your troubles, they'll wash your troubles away. They'll wash your troubles away. They'll wash your troubles away. Between you and Mr. Clean, you can take part in the all-American dream. Just fill your house up with a million products you don't need, and you don't ever have to use them. Buying is all that's asked of you. And if it's so incredible that you can't believe it's true, it's Madison Avenue. Make it all commercial, or there ain't nothing folks won't buy. New fuel to fire up the monsters of free enterprise. Gizmos and gadgets and batteries to make them run. Just give your check up and have the first of every month. And don't wake up to the uselessness till your whole life is overdue. Well, it's so incredible that you can't believe it's true. It's Madison Avenue. They can sell sand to a man living on the desert. They can sell tuna to the chicken of the sea. You are surrounded and confounded and dumbfounded by the happening. Yes, it's true. It's Madison Avenue. Can't believe it's true. It's Madison Avenue. Madison Avenue. Madison Avenue. Up Madison, up Madison, down Madison Avenue. Madison Avenue. Madison Avenue, Madison, Madison, Madison Avenue, Madison, Madison Avenue.
You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. You just heard our guest, Giacomo Gates, singing Lady Day and John Coltrane and Madison Avenue from his CD, The Revolution Will Be Jazz, The Songs of Gil Scott-Heron. We continue now with a bit more of our talk with Giacomo Gates. What drew you to his work, and how does it blend with you, your personality?
Well, like I said, I was a fan of Gil's music, and I was a fan of this music called jazz ever since I was a kid. So I, you know, it's natural for me. The music, actually the idea of the Gil Scott-Heron recording was Mark Ruffins, who was the producer in the record, and it started probably 5 or 6 years ago when he gave me about 40 tunes of Gil's music. He said, how do you feel about Gil's music? I said, I like it, I'm a fan. So he says, okay, I'm going to give you something, and you check it out. So about a year and a half went by, and he got back to me again and said, hey man, you still have those discs? Yeah. Well, we're going to do a recording. Pick enough tunes for a CD. So I listened some more. I picked 10 tunes that I could relate to, that I felt honest by singing. I didn't pick too many things that were in your face. You know, did I like Whitey on the Moon? Yeah, but I can't sing Whitey on the Moon. No sense to me to reiterate the revolution. You know, the revolution will not be televised. So I picked some of his things that were not necessarily big hits, but that I liked and that were relevant to me and to still relevant with the times. Gil had a very romantic side, like This Is a Prayer for Everybody in the World. He had a very humorous side, Legend in His Own Mind. And Madison Avenue is funny, but it's the truth. It's not funny. So, you know, Gil was many faceted. And the arranger on the recording was pianist John DiMartino, who I've worked with previously, recorded. He was on my last CD. So my vibe was the tempos and the feel, and he certainly did some reharmonizing and arranging. And, it, you know, Gil's music is not a stretch from jazz, so it was pretty easy for me to do. Although it was like, you know, the other end of things. As far as most people are saying, Giacomo Gates is singing Gil Scott-Heron. Well, yeah, why not?
Why not? Which of the tunes do you feel very much resonate with you for you?
Well, probably all of them. I mean, mm-hmm. I get a kick out of certain things. I do like This Is a Prayer for Everybody in the World to Be Free. I mean, what a great statement, what great lyrics. Gun is very relevant when he wrote it, very relevant now, unfortunately. Show Business, I mean, that's a given. I've been doing this for 25 years. Whatever he said there rings true.
Okay.
Madison Avenue, I mean, all of them. Legend in His Own Mind, when I introduced that, when I do that live, I introduce that as, ladies and gentlemen, especially the ladies, this is how every guy thinks.
Oh, I love it.
Well, he loved plenty of women from Canada to Mexico. They loved to see him coming in. He hated when he had to go. A macho man before a macho ever came to town. Only problem was not enough for him to go around. You know he's had more romances than LA's got stars. He's had more romances than Detroit got cars. He's a legend in his own mind. I got a gift to women. Up the day God wasn't giving up a thing. Well, you hate to see him coming when you're grooving at your favorite bar. He's the death of the party and a self-proclaimed superstar. Got a permanent Jones to assure you he's been everywhere. A show-stopping name dropping an answer to the ladies' prayers. To hear him tell it, he's had more romances than a doctor got pills. He's had, had more romances than Beverly got hills. He's a legend in his own mind. And God's gift to women, on the day God wasn't giving up a thing. You don't have to listen when he's rattling a hop. You don't have to listen, he's telling everybody else. You don't have to believe him, I don't think I've ever believed him. Matter of fact, he may well not believe himself. Hey, 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 we do move, not, 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 not out of we. Ever came to town. Only problem was not enough for him to go around. You know he's had more romances than an airplane got gauges. He's had more romances than a phone book got pages. He's a legend in his own mind. And God's gift to women on the day God wasn't giving up a thing. Living in his own mind, and God's gift to women on the day God wasn't giving up a band.
Come on, tell me a bit about your mentors for singing jazz.
I had the best mentors of jazz singers anybody could ask for. Big LP collection. So, I hope I have a slice of everybody, but I hope I sound like me. From, of course, I'm going to mention, you know, Louis Armstrong, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin was a favorite of mine, Joe Williams, Jimmy Rushing. And to some people that maybe are not familiar with, people like Babs Gonzalez and Jimmy Scott and certainly Mark Murphy, and also certainly female singers, Betty Carter, one of my favorites, Carmen McRae, Anita O'Day, Sarah Vaughan, and on and on and on. You know, one of my favorites was James Brown. Do I sing the music of James Brown? No, but I'm certainly influenced by him because I feel the groove. You know, I dig Al Jarreau. There's a lot of people who I listen to. Some of my favorite singers were Dexter Gordon, Paul Desmond, James Moody, Charlie Parker. Did they actually sing? No, but when they played a melody, you could hear the words. Ben Webster, Lester Young, all those guys, Chet Baker, Miles, they were connected to a melody. And that's what I hear. I hear a story. You know, singers are supposed to be storytellers put to music. So I'm trying to connect. If it's not real for me, I don't sing it. I'll sing something else.
Is a prayer for everybody in the world. This is a prayer for everybody in the world. A prayer for you, a prayer for me, a prayer for love and harmony, a prayer for light that all may see, a prayer that someday we'll that's wrong. We must be strong and not become bitter. If there's a chance that mankind will profit, why should we stop at something new or old? If it will make us better, this is a prayer for everybody in the world. 'Cause without you and without me, without love and harmony, without courage and dignity, what would it mean to be free?
We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We end this program with This is a Prayer for Everybody to Be Free, written by Gil Scott-Heron. In part two of our interview with Giacomo Gates, he'll talk about his background and we'll hear cuts from his CD, Luminosity. We love hearing from you. You may send your questions and comments through the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. Also there, you'll find a photo of our guest, Giacomo Gates, and a link to his website, giacomogates.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
There's a chance that mankind will profit. Why should we scoff at something new or old? If it will make us better, this is a prayer for everybody in the world. 'Cause without you and without me, without love and harmony, without courage and dignity, what would it mean to be free? What would it mean to be free?
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.